Kaplan, Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
All right, we roll on. Cap, Jay Hood, on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving in the great city of Chicago. Hope you're safe and hope you're healthy. It is 9:02. Jed Hoyer on Zoom met the media yesterday, Hoodie. It's now his shop. He is in charge.
Right.
So do you expect major change?
I expect some change. Major change means that you're going to knock it down to the studs.
Do you think that'll happen?
I don't know if it's knocked down to the studs. I still believe that there will be some remnant of the championship team around. Maybe that means Anthony Rizzo. If that means Rizzo, that means Rizzo. What I'm saying is that with this team, we start and look back at the Theo administration, where it's successful on one end that you win a World Series championship, you have sustained success, but you're not really equipped for the future.
You're not.
And the team underachieved. And there will be some, like me, in our interview with Theo, that question, like, hey, you know, while you're struggling in 17-18, no major changes were made. You still believed in that core, and that core would not do it. As Uncle LC would say, that dog just won't hunt. It didn't do anything, you know, as far as the offensive prowess that team had at 16. And so now it's Jed's show. And Jed has the opportunity to be able to say, you know what, we got to replenish this farm system. That means I got to sell off pennies to the dollar to some of our assets. We have to do it because we got to get younger and better quickly.
Here is Tom Ricketts on. Are they tearing it down?
Well, I mean, I would always always take Jed's recommendation on what to do with what happens on the field. But I don't think anybody's tearing anything down. I think the fact is that, you know, we have a good club. I think people are excited to see us back on the field next year. I'm just going to, just like everyone else, just hope that the combination of all the variables that are out there kind of break our way and we can get people in the park as soon as possible.
Okay, that was Tom.
Wait, stop, pause. That's Jed's call, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, what's he talking about?
Well, I think they've probably had lengthy conversations about what direction are we going here? Where do you see us going? So with Darvish and Hendricks fronting your rotation, you can't tear it to the studs unless you're going to move those guys.
He says we're not tearing anything down. Are you going to roll out that with that same ball club in 2021?
No shot.
You better not.
No shot.
So what's he talking about there? No one, again, hold it close to the vest. We are going back and forth and trying to figure out what's best for the ball club.
Okay, so does that mean then you're going to extend contract offers long term to Bryant, Baez, Rizzo, Contreras, Schwarber? Here's Jed Hoyer.
I mean, you know, first of all, you know, without, you know, specifying Chris, you know, we have a lot of great players on this roster. We have some guys that had great years last year, and you know, we have some guys that had down years, but I certainly wouldn't speculate about the future of any one guy at this point. As far as the extension talks, we have none ongoing right now. You know, but certainly we have players on this roster that we'd love to have here for a long time. So at some point in the future, I think we'll probably pick those up. But right now there's nothing ongoing.
How many great players on the Cubs roster, Cap, 2020?
Great players?
You heard what he said at the beginning, right?
Yes.
I'm holding. You see, we're in Chicago, and we have to listen to everything to the granular detail of what these people are saying, right? Mm-hmm. Because your Cub fan has to decide whether or not, when you can get back in the stands, whether or not you want to pay through the nose again to see that product, that underachieving product that we've seen since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Underachieving meaning that after the 16 championship, they didn't look like a World Series team.
They did not.
So, because I've never seen a team that good go through a three-year slump.
Correct.
But I did. Great players on the roster. I got the yellow pad ready. Give me those great players in this Cubs roster.
I would still put Javier Baez on that list. Gold glove.
Yep.
Yeah, 60-game pandemic-induced season prior to that. Yeah, he's still a great, great player.
I'll throw the pandemic year out.
Okay.
Let's throw all this, the 60-game nonsense.
Right.
Let's throw it out.
Yep. Wilson Contreras is still a great player.
Think so?
I do.
Okay.
Started multiple years in the All-Star game. Big arm. Plays with passion. Yeah. I would still put him there, and I'd put Anthony Rizzo there. He just won his fourth Gold Glove. Prior to the pandemic, you write him in for 30 and 100 every single year. leader in the room, face of your franchise, four gold gloves and a platinum glove. And that's it.
You're not saying Hayward?
No.
Not Hayward, huh?
No.
Not Schwarber?
No.
Okay. And not you?
I could be convinced. I was thinking just position players. Bryant? No.
I don't think you have a great pitcher on the Cubs. Not now. Lester's gone.
So you don't look at Yu Darvish or Kyle Hendricks as someone that could front a rotation?
Not front a rotation. Now, Kyle's part of a rotation.
Uh-huh.
Say if Kyle was on a good team, that's a three starter, but he'll give you quality. I'll take the quality because he's going to give me six innings plus of a quality start more times than
not. If I dropped him on the White Sox roster, just dropped him on there.
Yeah, I could use him.
You're telling me he's the three on that team? No shot.
He's not a one. What you're thinking about is he better than Dallas Keuchel?
Yes.
In the playoffs you could say that. I didn't recognize that Keuchel in the playoffs. Did you?
No.
Okay.
But so, again, he was dealing with a back issue and it's COVID and all that. I would say to you, Kyle Hendricks and Lucas Giolito right there. Now, if Giolito keeps doing what he's done.
You're saying Kyle would be the second. Giolito and Hendricks are not the same.
Different kinds of pitchers.
Yeah, I think Giolito has proven him that he's the best pitcher in Chicago amongst the starters.
Really?
Oh, no question about it.
Better than Darvish.
What, the 60-game pandemic? That didn't tell me anything. That didn't tell me anything about Darvish. Show me that for a full year in a Cubs uniform in this advanced age.
Legitimate point.
I'm pushing the pandemic.
Well, how long has Giolito proven it for? I mean, we're not too far removed from him being one of the worst pitchers in all of baseball.
Turn it around, though, pal.
And so did Darvish.
You see that? You see that no hitter?
In the second half of 2019.
Yeah, I saw Phillip Umber throwing, too.
You're not valuing the no hitter now? Wait a minute now. What are you saying?
Who threw one for the Cubs? When's the last?
Alec Mills.
Yeah, Alec Mills.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's still a great feat in baseball.
Yeah, for a day.
Oh, what are you, 16?
For a day.
Are you a 16-year-old baseball guy now?
Yeah.
Like, I look at the numbers and he got shut out everybody. That means nothing. Oh, well.
For a day.
Well, that's still a great accomplishment.
Like, if I said to you, you're pitching game six to go to the World Series tonight.
Giolito.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's turned the corner, don't you?
I do. I think he's a really good pitcher. But if I said to you, on your roster is Hendricks, Darvish, Giolito.
I'm moving Darvish out until I can see it for a year in a Cubs uniform. You sure that's what you're getting next year? A full year of you, Darvish? Can you say that guy is exactly what you got for 60 games?
I can't. He's got to prove it.
Guy didn't even want to pitch last year. And he gave you almost a Cy Young Award-winning performance.
Right, he was second.
But it was only in a bottle. It was
correct.
Short.
Very short.
Yep.
So, to Tyler's point, so in 2019, Giolito was really, really good. In 2018, he was the single worst pitcher in Major League Baseball of the qualified starters. The single worst.
The lights turned on.
You hope.
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's turned a corner.
I've watched Kyle Hendricks pitch.
What happens if James McCann leaves town, though?
Then he'll have an opportunity someplace else to make money.
But what does it mean for Giolito? Because we have seen him struggle when he's got different catchers back there.
Yeah, he's got to get over that.
Yeah. So
as simple as that. Like,
so does the light turn off again?
No, the light stays on. The light stays on. I think that the guy that I saw struggle is not the guy that I saw last year.
Yeah, if I had game six tonight, we win, we go to the World Series, Giolito would probably be third on my list who I'm handing the ball to in Chicago. Third.
Third.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. He's not that good, huh?
He hasn't pitched in any, like, high leverage. Son of a gun, man. That guy's an ace handing the ball to in the playoffs. It may be coming, and I hope it is. They're on our air. I hope that guy is an ace. He's still got to prove it.
He's a Sox ace. Sox ace.
Right. But if you said I can hand the ball to Kyle Hendricks and you, Darvish, I'm taking them first.
You didn't say Maddox, right? You said Kyle Hendricks?
I did.
Okay, just making sure.
I did. Let's go to the phones. Peter's in Villa Park. Hey, Pete, what's up, Sparkles?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Jonathan Hood. Man, you already started drinking a Crown Royal early.
Why? Because I think Giolito's can be an elite pitcher.
Well, you're not going by body of work for a period of time. I mean, when you're talking about Kyle Hendricks and Giolito, yeah, Giolito is he's been a good pitcher what, for 2 years now.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're talking about Kyle Hendricks, he won an ERA award just recently, a couple years ago. He's very consistent. He pitched Game 7, and if it wasn't for Joe Maddon, he should have stayed in that game.
Yep.
For Game 7. I mean, I don't know how you can compare it. I know you're a White Sox fan, but normally you're pretty good at when you do stuff like this because it just doesn't make any sense. Those two right now are not on the same page. I agree with Cap. If I have a Game 7 and I had to pick between those two, I'm going with Kyle Hendricks all day.
Okay,
day.
Enjoy your 3-1 loss.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds like a crybaby White Sox.
No, you don't hear me cry.
Crying,
do you hear me crying? Really?
Yeah.
Do I cry on the air, Peter, because we disagree? Because I'm crying because you and I disagree on two pitchers,
disagree.
Two really good pitchers. Do you hear me crying because you and I disagree on two pitchers? Really?
We can disagree.
Really?
You sound like a crybaby. You said...
Cry baby.
For your 3-1 loss.
Cry baby.
You know it's going to be a loss.
You know what? Then here, if I'm a cry baby, here, take my diaper.
No, your diaper's too big. Who
no, no,
fit it?
No, you can take it.
See you, Pete.
Fits that head.
Thanks, man.
Keep it moving.
312-332-3776. Sylvie with quite a zinger on our text chain.
Oh, well.
Quite a zinger. We'll tell you what it is. And he's right. Next.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Rolling on ESPN 1000. I got to go to my phone because Sylvie... Okay, Sylvie, when you're right, man. Sylvie is listening. He tweeted, or texted, Cap, you could have signed all your picks as undrafted free agents. Wasted draft picks just like Ryan Pace.
Yes, your draft picks being New York steak, Bloody Mary, gravy, and cherry pie.
Correct. And America. I'm trying to trade the gravy... I was trying to build mashed potatoes, corn, and then the gravy on top of it. I smashed the corn into the potatoes, put the gravy over the top. Thick gravy, not thin, not like an au jus. I like a thick gravy.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
What kind of, what?
Thick gravy, not an au jus.
Oh.
A-U-J-U-S, two words.
So, a French Jew.
Exactly.
I see. I understand.
Exactly.
I see. And hey, get out of there, JR.
And it's awesome. That is like the one cheat thing that I really, really love once a year. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Really good. And Tyler went and effed it all up for me by taking mashed potatoes.
That's just bad advanced scouting by you.
Yeah, don't draft a trade.
So I grabbed the gravy thinking one of you guys are going to want the gravy and I can move on from the gravy and I'll figure that part of it out.
We will finish up the third leg of our draft a little bit later on in our show.
Yes, we will. So who do you like? Best pitcher in the city? Is it Giolito? Is it Yu Darvish?
Mm-mm.
Is it Kyle Hendricks?
I think that Giolito's turned the corner. Now, here's the thing. Tyler makes the point about McCann, and I wish McCann was still with the White Sox, but he's got to get his own opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, Giolito, no matter of him whether he's going to have his caddy this year or not, he's just has to pitch better. And I just think that what we saw last year, and again, pandemic, whether you count it or not, you saw some signs there from Giolito. Now, in big games against the Twins, you had to come through. Now, he's not an ace. I don't think there is an ace in the city. But I believe that Giolito is now coming into his own. From a guy who struggled a couple years ago to now the light's turning on for him. Someone cut the light on Giolito.
How can you say that there's not an ace in the city? We just had a guy finish second in the Cy Young, pandemic and shortened season. I get it. And another guy on the same side of town who beat Clayton Kershaw to get you to the World Series,
ooh,
pitched in Game 7 of the World Series,
ooh,
Kyle Hendricks.
Kyle Hendricks, yeah. I like Kyle Hendricks a lot. Absolutely.
He becomes your number one if you trade for him right now.
Number one. He goes ahead of Giolito and Keuchel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Darvish goes two, Giolito three.
I don't think the Sox would look at that initially. Don't want to rattle the locker room.
Wow.
You know, Cap, you know, he comes in there, and Giolito and Keuchel's like, what about us?
We'll teach you how to win.
Did we just bring in Clayton Kershaw? Did we just bring in Kyle Hendricks?
Kyle Hendricks, who says, oh, I shut out Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. I beat them 5-0.
Really good.
Really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
To the phones, 312-332-3776. Dallow on the north side. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dallow.
Hoodie, what happened? You went straight Cap on this one. Giolito, the only elite pitcher in Chicago. Before the commercial break, you said elite. When you have you, Darvish, who clearly was traded out of Texas injured and did not fully recover until he had that last surgery and went to the recovery, and now you're looking at the real you, Darvish. Giolito, maybe number three, maybe number four. In Chicago.
Hey, you know, with Yu Darvish, the point that you make about Yu, next year I want to see him in a full complement of games and have that type of Cy Young performance, because we saw last year that's what the Cubs are looking for, right? Now, again, it is a shortened season. A guy that didn't want to pitch, but he gave his best. That's the best I've seen him. Even with the Dodgers, I didn't think he was that locked in. But what I want to see, Dallow, is that for the full season, for you to be that guy, turning the clock back and being the pitcher I think he can be.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good Thanksgiving. 312-332-3776.
I guess the question is, how do you value this last season in terms of real, right? I mean, it was a COVID-induced season. It was shortened, but it was as difficult. Everyone played under the same parameters. So do you count the stats or do you not? Like, you can't tell me that Tim Anderson had a great year last year and that Yu Darvish didn't because he didn't play enough games. So you have to be consistent all the way through. So that means that if you're not going to count the year that you had last year, then you can't count last year for Giolito either. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I could just look at the production and just say, for the short amount of games, I liked what I saw for 60 games. 60-plus games, right?
So that was real because he finished second in the Cy Young voting, right?
Yeah.
Darvish.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, what the performance that we saw from you, I'd like to see for a full season, right? So I won't – so here's what I will do. I will count what we saw and say there's a glimmer. That fair? That's not even half a season we saw, by the way, because it was only 60-plus games, right?
Yeah, I'll take that.
So for the glimmer, I thought that he looked good.
Yeah, give him a glimmer, and let's see how it goes.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, I'll do it that way.
A glimmer.
Instead of just saying what we saw was a mirage,
mm-hmm.
I'll just say four of the 60 games we saw, that guy had ace-like stuff.
Correct.
And I just want to see that for a full season.
We saw a glimmer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Saw that from Giolito, the glimmer from Abreu, glimmer from Anderson.
Correct.
Right. Robert.
Right.
Yeah.
So. At least you had some guys perform. Our offense was dog meat. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Bob in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
So I got a question, and I'm not talking about Hall of Fame. We're just talking about your statement of an ace. Every time this year the Cubs were on a 2-3-game losing streak, which was about 3 or 4 times, you would pitch. He'd give up 1 run, 3 hits, and go 7-8 innings for you. That's an ace. And another thing about you, you guys didn't watch a lot of TV. 2019, the second half of last year,
he was awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was
phenomenal.
Awesome. Yep.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Do you think he can do that for a full season? The kind of stuff that we saw? Because it was really, really solid.
Right.
To the point where I thought he was Cy Young. If I had my vote. My vote would have went to you.
I think he can. But as you get older, it becomes tougher and tougher. But boy, oh boy. His velocity was really good
really
all year. Like, looked like he turned the clock back. So can he? I hope so. They need him to be, or trade him right now and get a ton back.
What if I just stay on that rocket ship with Giolito and say, boy, what we saw there, he's trending in the right direction. He's rounding the turn.
And he was good in the playoff game that he pitched, the one. So
the one, yes.
Right. Right. So he's got to prove he can do that at that level. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Ricardo. He's in Hegwisch. Hey, Ricardo, what's up?
What's up, Cupcake?
How you doing, Cookie?
Hey, Hoodie, man. You Darvish. He's the ace of Chicago. Sorry, man. Gelato's on his way, but it's Darvish. I don't know how you could deny it by your logic.
Excuse me?
By your logic, he's been the best pitcher in Chicago towards the All-Star break. That season we just had was an All-Star break, basically 60 games in. Yeah. So another thing with Theo changing the culture, I think it's going to be something where we don't look back anymore. We won the championship. The culture is changed. Any time before that, okay, next year. Wait till next year. Now we're thirsty. We want to win. We're not going to accept it. In my opinion, we need more help on offense and our bullpen. I think if we carry those up, we get a good leadoff hitter and some bullpen help. Our defense is our number one strength, in my opinion. That's our number one strength, and we're better than that in the Sox.
Okay,
that's where the Sox need to get better.
So how do the Cubs get better then? You mentioned all those things. So what do you want in the offseason? Because the team as I've mentioned many times, the team, when you look at that team on paper, Ricardo, last couple of years, you're like, how come these guys struggle offensively? It's a head-scratcher. So how does that get better when you've had the same group that haven't been able to hit?
I get rid of some of those guys, not necessarily the core bias defense. You can't get rid of defense. If I'm the general manager, if I'm Jed, I'm looking at my defense. Who can I get rid of that's not as good at Ian Happ, man? He's our best player right now. Right now is the time to trade him. Right now, we need to solidify that leadoff hitter spot. We need some bullpen help. We need to strike this while it's hot. Happ had a good season. This is where Theo failed at, and he was too committed to the core. Right now, Jed has the power to reverse this cycle that it's going to go through. We're not that far apart. You tell me some of these basement teams wouldn't kill to have half the roster that the Cubs have?
Probably. Don't. Appreciate the call, Ricardo. Have a great Thanksgiving. I don't disagree with him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, for whatever reason, it's not working on the north side.
Right.
Offensively.
So you have to change it.
Correct. Now, if you are the New York Mets and you go, we just acquired, pick the guy, Kyle Schwarber. They're like, well, he hit 38 home runs in 2019. He's got a big bat. He performed on the biggest stage in the World Series. They'd be all fired up. Yet here we're like, nah, I don't know. We got to break this thing up because the offense is broken.
Well, how long can you wait? That's the whole thing.
They waited too long.
Okay, well, they could have looked at this in 2019, maybe 2018, and say, we're not going to get rid of everybody, but we've got to change it up because we need some offense. We need some help. Not guys off the scrap heap at the deadline.
Correct.
I mean, you need more than just one guy to change things.
Correct. It's got to be retooled. 100%. I know Tom said nobody's tearing anything down. Okay, tearing down means you're trading everything like Theo and Jed did when they got here. I still think you're going to see massive change here.
But someone will be left. Someone's got to make $200 million. Baez.
Probably. Got to be able to watch him on the marquee network.
Well, I got to have somebody. You just cannot roll out the marquee network and say, here's 10,000 infomercials and Sean Marshall. That's not going to work.
Not going to happen.
Okay, right?
Not going to happen.
So you got to have an attraction out there.
Somebody will be there. Rizzo. Somebody's going to be out there.
Don't you think Rizzo should just finish up as a Cub?
Yes.
Just finish up.
Just, hey, he's here as long as he wants to be here. He's our guy.
Especially if you get to the Universal DH where, the way Guy wanted it. So now you have Rizzo as
you sure about that?
He told me. He said, God says he wants a Universal DH.
Be heading up there talking. Well, yeah.
That's what he told me.
We got plenty to do here.
He told me. He told me Universal DH. And you know what? I said, you know what? Father, you're right. Universal DH, Rizzo.
Done.
Yeah, if he's not going to play first base all the time, keep him with the ball club. You need leadership, right? Why not Rizzo?
You're here as long as you want to be, Anthony.
Sure.
You're never playing anywhere else.
At our price. And then you'll be a broadcaster.
Pay $500,000 a year. 312-332-3776.
Andre Dawson.
We'll get back to more of your calls and finish our Thanksgiving food draft.
500,000.
Which I'm going to enjoy the meal, but sadly Sylvie was probably right. Yes. Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show.
This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Time to leave the club. Bust the moves on.
Said bust a move.
Time to leave.
Bust a move.
When they flick the lights at 3 o'clock, like, it's time to go home.
That's it. Yeah. Don't you people have homes? Get out. 312-332-3776. We've been talking baseball. We've been talking football. Mitchell Trubisky may be the guy getting the start on Sunday Night Football.
Yep, and I know the key to victory. Keep the head coach, Matt Nagy, out of the room.
That's it.
Me and you, Laser, let's go. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Help me out here. How can I move the pocket? Can you get me Komet open here? Okay. Can you get me the five and dime, nickel and dime it here? Not going to take a lot of shots down the field. Not going to do that against the Packers secondary. Not going to do that. But let's see if we could just do what the Rams do. Just move the pocket.
Yep.
Can we do that?
Find the guy in the middle of the field and go, bam!
I'm going to run a lot because the shoulder's a little tender.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
But the legs feel good.
Yes. But I'm going to keep us in the ball game, but not with this guy. No.
And he should be the most relaxed guy out there. Hey, man, I'm out of here anyway. I'm just going to go out and play.
Laser's going to say, well, we've got these set of plays here, and here's the Patterson plays. Oh, the Patterson plays? Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, we're not doing those.
Those are out.
No, we're not doing the Patterson plays. We're not? Okay. Okay, we'll have the Demetrius Harris play.
Those are out. Gone.
Okay. What else you got, Coach?
How about the 3rd and 9 2-yard pass to Tariq Cohen?
No.
That's out. How about the timeout out of a timeout? Or the timeout out of a fake punt?
Well, that's just dumb.
We actually did that, Coach Laser.
It's like, that's just
that
dumb.
That was before me.
Yes. Now, let's have a semblance of offense against the Packers. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's just do it the right way.
I want Matt LaFleur to take a timeout and go, okay, son of a, I didn't do that on tape.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
That's the first time we saw Nagy right against the Packers, that terrible Thursday night game where the offense looked a little bit
different. That was his second year.
His second year.
Yeah. That was last opening day.
Yeah.
To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the National Football League, we scored 3 points.
All right. Exactly.
I mean.
You can't have that again.
Yeah. Defense went, we held Aaron Rodgers to 10 points. You people couldn't get 11? Yeah. Not 11.
Can't have Tirico and Collinsworth. No, that's, yeah, it's Tirico and Collinsworth.
Yeah, but.
Al's not coming in, is he?
Al's not, and Collinsworth is not. I don't believe.
I think it's a Tirico and Dungy, right?
Yeah, Tirico, Dungy.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, correct.
That'll be fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take that.
Collinsworth not coming in. Wow.
They get the weekend off.
He loves football. Just ask him.
Yeah.
Wow, I know Al's not coming in.
No shot.
No way.
Let's see. I'm in L.A., or I can go to Lambeau. Yeah, I'll take my weekend.
Yeah, that's when you got it made.
No shot.
He was so happy, Sonny, to see his guy, Musburger, calling the plays for the Raiders. There he is doing play-by-play. He's just talking.
Having fun.
Oh, God. That's when you've made it, man. Musburger's done everything. And he's like, you know what? Haven't done a long time play-by-play. And the Raiders, as old as that franchise is, Brent, come on in.
Oh, wait, we're moving to Vegas, and you're in Vegas? You want to be the voice?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be perfect. It was perfect.
Ever seen a play-by-play guy wear a team hat?
I have not. In a, like this,
Sano. Well, he was the analyst.
Old photos from the 60s, maybe.
Team hat, though.
Yeah. Russ Parker's 2nd and 9.
Is that one of the coaches up there? Is it all the coaches' gear? Nope, that's the voice of the team.
You got to love it, though. He's done everything. He's like, you know what? Because the old man would have wanted him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The old owner would have wanted him to do
Al
it.
Al Davis.
Oh, Al would have said, you know, Brent, you should do our games. You should do our games. I think you should do our games. Yeah, absolutely.
Done.
Al
would love it.
I love Musburger in that spot.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Tom in Oak Lawn. Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
What's up, Cap? What's up, Hoodie?
Hey, Tom.
First of all, I'll be the Mel Kiper of your draft so far. I'd have to grade Tyler on an A, especially getting mashed potatoes in the third round there. And I don't think Cap should criticize anybody saying that nothing is a traditional Thanksgiving side, Mr. New York Strip Bloody Mary there. But
I like to celebrate 4th of July on Thanksgiving. Can I tell you?
But as far as if Trubisky is the quarterback that's going to start, and yes, you do want to throw in those plays where he rolls out. You do want to run the ball more. You do want to encourage him to use more of his legs. But eventually, too, he's got to learn to be able to step up in the pocket and pass within the pocket. And maybe they're thinking, okay, short term, we just got to win games. So let's just do this so then we can win games. But eventually, he's got to progress as that quarterback. He cannot just rely strictly on his athleticism. He's got to be able to read defenses, step up within the pocket, because when defenses keep him in the pocket, where then he's not going to be able to roll out and such. He can't just be like a turtle going back into a shell and such when he sees pressure. He's got to be able to step up and make that throw. So
I hope so, and I hope you're right. Tom, have a good day, okay, man?
Yep, you guys
enjoy
too.
Enjoy your steak on Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Tom.
312-332-3776. Tony's in California. Hey, Tony.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
What's up, man?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, going back to that caller about the deep frying the turkey and the smoking the weed in the backyard.
Yeah.
I agree with him on smoking the turkey, but deep frying the turkey. I apologize. If you deep fry the turkey in peanut oil, it's the best turkey you ever have in your entire life. I do it every year. For Thanksgiving and for Friendsgiving. On Thanksgiving, the family's in. Things get a little rough. It's a little hectic in the house. I grab a Jack and Coke. I sit outside by the deep fryer. Mm-hmm. Nobody bothers me. Nobody wants to be out there. It's a nice, quiet, peaceful day. Thank God the Bears aren't playing on Thanksgiving, because I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah. So, Tony, you're saying that deep frying a turkey, and you say with peanut oil, right?
Yes, with peanut oil.
Yeah, I've heard that that is a good delicacy. Now, you're saying not to roll up, though. No blunt.
Weed.
No, what?
No, I wouldn't do that, because you got to go about 3 minutes per pound when you're deep frying it. So yeah. You don't want to like miss the time, and then it comes out just a blackened skeleton.
That's, wow,
that's a good point.
Thanks, man. Have a good holiday.
Take care, bud.
Appreciate you. 312-332-3776. We will finish our Thanksgiving food draft, and I will continue to try and trade with Tyler right after this.
This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies at Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Tyler JR here. Danny and Meller, enjoy your week and have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. 312-332-3776. We conclude our Thanksgiving draft. The commissioner has an announcement on a trade that has been consummated. The commissioner is announcing that Tyler's fifth-round pick has been traded to me for the rights to gravy. And he's giving me a future second-round pick in the next Thanksgiving draft.
Now, you got to remember this. Put this in your phone, Tyler.
I know. It's in the calendar. Don't worry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because
so
when we do this,
I have turned my fourth-round pick, gravy, into a second and a fifth. But he gets gravy this year. I don't.
Oh, that's good.
How about that?
All right, so we have that deal.
Okay,
right.
And that puts Tyler on the clock. No, I get that
pick. You on the clock.
So mm-hmm. It puts me on the clock for the next two picks. I am going to choose shrimp cocktail.
Ring the bell, please.
Shrimp cocktail. Shrimp cocktail is now off the board. And I'll have a little of the St. Elmo's sauce that comes with it.
Oh, God.
Nice and spicy with my Bloody Mary. That's how you start your day. Take that.
Yeah. In July. Not for Thanksgiving.
Such a delicious meal.
That's what kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this?
My Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what the pilgrims fought for. Your opportunity to eat shrimp cocktail. You know what? One of these days, guys, what we're doing here for this Thanksgiving, we're doing this for the Kaplans in 2020. I'm telling you right now, this his right to eat shrimp cocktail on this special day.
There you go. And I also have my own pick, and I will select baked potato.
Okay, that's it.
Potato.
Get out.
Which I can smash up with my fork.
I need you to get out. I need you to leave right now. I need you to take a lap. Just get out of here. I mean, this is your big idea, and you just have a regular meal, which you normally would have. Thanksgiving's not special to you at all. Is it just another day?
Wow.
And that's a fine.
I couldn't stop.
A couple fines right there.
Made me laugh.
Bernie'sBookBank.org. Just the worst. just the worst. Shrimp cocktail, Bloody Mary, New York steak, cherry pie, America. Take that. What is that? And you got the American flag waving behind you. America.
That's it.
This is my land. This land is my land. Take that. Take that. What is wrong with you? Oh, this is great for the 4th of July.
That puts JR.
Terrible.
On the clock.
I mean, a shrimp cocktail.
It's a great.
What a frou-frou meal you got there.
I don't drink very much. I mean, just look at my body weight, but I do have a little bit of alcohol on
the
Thanksgiving.
When you're high. Oh, go ahead.
And I would like a nice Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir is off the board, so there is the wine at JR's table. Pinot Noir. That puts Hody on the clock for his final two selections.
So I am going to go corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Corn on the cob, because you want the struggle. You don't want just the regular.
At the state fair?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have that. You got to have corn on the cob.
Yeah, a big vat of butter, just drop it in.
No other way to eat it, pal.
It's not a Thanksgiving side.
It is. Corn, not a Thanksgiving side.
Have you ever seen a cornucopia? What's one of the big things in a cornucopia?
Corn on the cob is not. Like,
I know,
niblet
but think
corn
about
is.
Like, what's he saying,
the
Tyler?
Bowl of the niblet corn. That's a Thanksgiving side.
Mrs. Sandberg says I should have corn on the cob. So I'm going to have it.
God bless.
So now.
And you have one more. What is your other pick?
She says it's okay if we have corn.
Yes.
I'm going to wear my corn cob dress while I eat it, too. And then I'm going to take a look here. Gosh. Did I get a dessert here? Got to have some kind of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going cake. For dessert.
Pound cake.
I want something on it. I was going to say pound cake, but I just want to have something on it, like chocolate cake or something, but some kind of cake. It's got to be some kind of pastry, some kind of cake. So I'm going to go cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Just cake.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
like seven-layer chocolate cake.
Do I have to say which kind?
Yeah, of course you do.
Red velvet cake.
There you go.
Ooh,
okay, that puts JR back on the clock for his final pick.
Well, Cap, you know I like the green, so I'm going green beans.
Green beans?
Mm-hmm. You have that. Yeah, you can have that at Thanksgiving.
That puts me back on the clock for my final selection, and I will take Michigan four berry pie.
To go with your cherry pie?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little of both. That's exactly right. I went and bought them yesterday. Take that.
Why did you come to work high? Why? Two pies in your draft?
Yes.
This is the worst.
Steak, a baked potato. I'm going to sign Niblet Corn as an undrafted free agent. I'm going to mash that right into the potato. Steak. I'll have some shrimp. Yes.
So bad.
and you have whatever Jim Beam you're drinking, I'll take a little Crown Royal, and I'll be a happy camper.
So bad.
Take that.
Does that sound anything like Thanksgiving to you?
I'm okay with the double pie here. I can't condone the rest of the picks on the board, but I'm okay with the double pie. We always have, I think, three pies at our Thanksgiving. Three different types of pies. You take a little slice of each.
That's fine. If it's just like you had other choices there of food, and you went with dessert twice.
Yes.
Okay, not roasted potatoes? Something like
hard
that?
Hard pass.
No? Okay. That's just
hard pass.
Salad. Anybody want some of these little yams?
Yeah, no yams.
Salad? Salad?
Nah, hard pass.
Hard pass on salad.
Yeah, that's like a normal meal.
That's a normal meal. Yeah. That's a normal meal. And then you give me the New York. That's a normal meal.
I just don't
Bloody
like.
Bloody Marys are a normal drink on a weekend. And you're like, it was your high draft pick. My God, that's terrible. It's the Darko Milicic of picks.
Someone asked if cherries were one of the berries in the four-berry pie.
That is incorrect.
It was a question.
It is not.
How many berries are in there, pal?
I don't know. I have the picture. I showed it to you.
I don't want to see the picture of your
the
pie.
Picture in my, there's blueberries. There's cranberries. There's raspberries.
That's a hard pass.
It's awesome.
That's a hard pass.
It is awesome. And they sell the pies in half pie.
Yeah.
Well, it's only going to be me eating it. So I have my little slice of that one and my little slice of the cherry. I've got some delicious sugar-free vanilla ice cream, and I'm all good.
The idea that there's four berry pies, that's just way too many berries in one pie. It's got to be specific.
Who eats cake Apple. On Thanksgiving? It's a pie holiday. He's mocking my picks. He's eating cake.
He also made five other good picks.
He goes, nothing wrong with cake. My family's from the South. Where's your family from?
It's also a turkey Chicago. Holiday, Steakmaster. Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey. Turkey's so overrated. Everyone sits down and goes, oh, this turkey's delicious. And deep down, they're like, just get me through the meal.
Yeah, it's because Karen doesn't make it right. That's the problem.
Wow.
That's the problem. If you have somebody that does it right, you know, if Karen just has it just bland and nothing going on there.
Carb's wife's a way better cook than
I
that.
I don't mean her.
I don't know. Turkey. The turducken, I don't know. Maybe we ought to go ham. Tyler, you get your last pick.
I know Hoodie took brown liquor, but can I take Jack and Coke?
You want to make a trade, Bound? Because I cornered the market on brown liquor.
All right, if not, then I'll just go with the hot chocolate.
Well, that's a far step off there.
Last pick.
What is this, Christmas Eve? Mr. You're out ice skating?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I cornered the market on brown liquor, pal.
All right, we'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in 2 minutes.
Take that.